I'm here with Richard Bell and Mike Sinclair from the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society, and we're talking about the upcoming total lunar eclipse. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Richard, what is the total lunar eclipse?
A total lunar eclipse is where the full moon moves into the Earth's shadow. That's basically it.
So, Mike, how rare is this?
Well, they usually happen about once a year, but the last time we had a total lunar eclipse was 28 months ago. So this has been a really long cycle since we've had a chance to see one.
So, Richard, is there any kind of history behind this or anything like that?
Yeah, they've been observed for a very long time. Perhaps some of the history behind an eclipse is they could be used to determine the general shape of the Earth, you know, that it was in fact round because you see a round shadow on the moon, and that could also allow you to kind of roughly calculate the size of the Earth long before it was known.
Yeah, that is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else special about this eclipse, Mike?
Well, in this case, it's going to be completely near shadow. That's why it's called a total lunar eclipse. But the really unique thing is that anytime you have a total lunar eclipse, the color of the moon really becomes very distinctive. Generally the moon looks, you know, full moon situation looks very bright white, hard to look at directly. But once it gets near shadow, it kind of turns the color of a dark copper or kind of a blood red. So it really has a distinctive color because of the refraction of the sunlight around the Earth's atmosphere. It's really impressive looking.
And Richard, is there any sort of anything that you might be able to look at with a telescope or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are several things you can do, either with your naked eye or more preferably a pair of binoculars or a telescope, is you can try to predict exactly when the eclipse begins, you know, when the moon begins to move into the inner darker part of the Earth's shadow called the umbra, because we don't know exactly when it begins. We make predictions of when the eclipse begins, but it's not as easy to do with a lunar eclipse as it is a solar eclipse because the size of the umbra changes from eclipse to eclipse because of the Earth's atmosphere. We don't really understand the effects totally, but you can predict exactly when the eclipse begins. And you can also watch the shadow of the Earth move across craters on the moon. And you can do like crater timing experiments to see, you know, how long it takes the shadow to drift from one side of a crater to the other. And that'll allow you to figure out, like, the diameter of the crater, the speed at which the Earth is moving, and that sort of thing.
That would be neat to kind of figure out, you know, is it big, is it football field, or, you know, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Mike, eye gear is always important.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people pick up eye gear?
Well, in this case, lunar eclipse is perfectly safe to observe with the naked eye. You're not looking at the sun. You're looking at reflected light off the surface of the moon. So it's like looking at a full moon. It starts out bright. But once it starts moving into the Earth's shadow, it just gets dimmer. You'll see kind of a dark band across it. You'll see the shadow of the Earth, a nice smooth curve move over the face of the moon. And then once the moon actually enters the Earth's shadow, the umbra of the Earth's shadow, it'll kind of jump back out at you. It gets kind of dark, and then all of a sudden it seems like a distinctive, as I said, blood red color. And you don't need to have any kind of special eye protection for this. You can look at it directly with binoculars, telescope, the naked eye. It's really interesting because you don't have to have anything special for this. Just the regular kind of observing material equipment you'd carry with you.
So it's kind of the everyman's event.
You bet.
Exactly.
So when is the best time to see this, Richard?
Well, the only time to see it is on the morning of April 15th. The eclipse itself begins at 1:20 a.m., a terribly inconvenient time for most people. But that isn't the part you should really be too excited for, because at 1:20 is when the moon begins to move into the outer shadow called the penumbra. And the darkening of the moon will be ever so slight. You probably won't even be able to notice. So if you want to try to sleep in, like, you know, maybe go to bed early and then get up for the eclipse, try to get up close to 2 a.m. Because the moon moves into the inner darker shadow where the real action begins at about, you know, again, 1:58 a.m. So, and then the moon will gradually move into the shadow, get darker, and then it'll be kind of become that blood red color that Mike described.
So, Mike, the KAS is going to have an event as per usual. Is the public open to that?
Always invited. We always invite the public. It's a long eclipse. It's 78 minutes long in totality. So it's a fairly long period of time. Of course, from 2 o'clock until, you know, close to 3:20, that's an awfully bad time to get people out. But those of us who are night owls, more Richard than myself, you know, we do have an opportunity to observe the eclipse and with telescopes and, of course, binoculars. And anyone who wants to show up, we're there.
Gates will be open as early as 12:30. But again, you don't want to get there until maybe 2 o'clock if you're not bringing any equipment.
And can you say where the location is again?
It'll be at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Okay. Anything else that we should know about this eclipse?
It's the first of a series of eclipses. We have another total lunar eclipse this October, and then we have another one next April in 2015, and then another one in September of 2015. So we're beginning what we call a tetron of eclipses, a series of regular eclipses. This is like the first of eight this century.
Is that common?
They're not terribly common. No, in the past 400 years, we really haven't had this. So this is kind of new for us.
Yeah, the moon is in an elliptical orbit around the Earth, and so it follows about an 18-year cycle. But periodically, you get this kind of shift where the line where the moon aligns with the Earth and sun location tends to kind of just align perfectly, and we've got a series of these coming up, and it's good timing for us. We live in a very good time to see this, and this is a really opportunity to see the first one of a series.
Mm-hmm. That was Richard Bell and Mike Sinclair of the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society talking about the total lunar eclipse on Tuesday, April 15th. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.